This is a great sort of idea coming out of the Australian Writers Guild. Can you explain to my listeners what First Break Vic is?
So First Break is a program that we've been running now for a couple of years, actually, and it came out of some feedback that we were getting that it was difficult to find note takers, trained note takers for writers' rooms. You know, being a note taker in a writer's room is a fairly specific task. You know, you have to have certain skills, you have to be very good at listening, you have to be able to take those notes very quickly, pick up everything that's being said in the room, and then be able to put it into to a format that, you know, the writers can then look back on and make sense of, making sure that they capture everything that was said in the room on the day. And as you know, writers' rooms are becoming shorter and shorter. You know, the number of days that writers have in rooms are much shorter. Costs a lot of money to put experienced writers in a room. So having a note taker who knows what they're doing and can really accurately represent what was discussed is just so important. And so we thought that this was a really good opportunity for emerging writers who are looking for work in the industry and an opportunity to get into a writer's room. If they could be a note taker, then they're, whilst they might not be writing in the room, they are exposed to the environment of a writer's room. They're getting to build their networks, getting to know other writers, getting to see how a writer's room works, and nice little bonus, they get paid for it as well.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a collaboration in this particular state in Victoria. You've worked with Vic Screen to develop this particular.
Yes, so this particular one is being supported by Vic Screen. We've also run it in, we're actually running it in New South Wales in the next couple of weeks in conjunction with ACE and Screen New South Wales. We've also run it in Western Australia with Screen West. And out of that, we have developed a portal on our Pathways website where all of these people who completed the training are then have their bios and their headshots up on the Pathways website, so producers can then go to the tab on the website and find a note taker who, you know, fits the bill for the sort of project that they're working on.
All right, so tell me about if I was a person who was really keen to do this, what would be that sort of person? What would you be expecting from them?
So as I say, it's a very specific set of skills. There is nothing worse than getting an opportunity to go into a writer's room and then not being able to deliver what the room needs. You know, it ends up being a negative experience. So to be a good note taker, you need, as I say, to be able to listen. You need to have pretty good skills on the computer, you know, for taking notes. If you're the sort of person that, you know, finds it hard to concentrate for any length of time, might not be the right job for you. There's plenty of other entryways into the industry, but note taking needs someone who's very focused, can listen and interpret what's being said into a really manageable, understandable set of notes for the writers.
All right, so that's the set of skills that they want from the people. And obviously, it's for people who are really trying to get into the industry. You can imagine that you're being a note taker in a room like this, and you'll be able to see what it takes to be in the industry, also how they develop ideas. But how would a person be successful as an applicant? What do you do?
Oh, in terms of how you apply for this particular opportunity, well, through Vic Screen, you need to be a Victorian resident in order to apply. And what we ask people to do is to go to the Apply Here tab on our AWG website, and you'll be asked to provide a one-page bio, which is 500 words, just so we understand where the applicant's coming from, you know, what sort of experience they've had in the industry, if indeed they've had any. A small writing sample, so we don't want to see any more than 5 pages. We just want to see that, you know, you are a serious person, that you understand how to format a script, and that you have some writing talent. And then importantly, an expression of interest, and the maximum for that is 500 words. And really what we want is to see that, you know, you're able to put together an application, that you can express yourself, that you can tell us what it is that this opportunity is, and basically explain how you're going to use this opportunity to develop your career.
Okay, and the next thing is, what are they actually being offered? Because obviously they're not going to go immediately into a note-taking position. What you're doing is actually setting them up to be able to go be note-takers. So what will they be get out of the pathway opportunity?
So they'll be attending a workshop at Acme X in Melbourne that is run by Libby Butler, who has done these sorts of workshops for us before. She's very skilled in this area of training. She's run the workshops for Screen Australia and SBS, Screen Queensland, Screen Tasmania. In addition to the note-taking training that she does, she runs a mock writer's room where she gives the participants an actual opportunity to take some notes, and then she will give each person some feedback on the quality of their notes. That is a one-day workshop that they attend, and at the completion of that workshop, they are then added to the Pathways website, and that we then take that portal and we promote that out to Victorian producers to say, hey, we've got a whole bunch of really talented young writers here who are interested in doing note-taking in your forthcoming writer's room.
And when you say that Libby Butler's a good trainer, she's actually an award-winning writer, isn't she? And a producer,
yes,
director.
She is. She is. She's worked on shows like Neighbours and The Heights. She's a very generous person who's very keen to encourage young writers and give them opportunities. She, you know, she's worked as a note taker herself, and she understands this is a really great way to just start to build those connections in the industry, which is so, so important and so difficult to do in these days. You know, in years gone by, that we had these long-running shows where, you know, young writers could get an opportunity in a writer's room that might just be, you know, as a runner or making coffee or as a note taker. You know, and we had shows like Country Practice and All Saints and A Place to Call Home. You know, those long-running shows gave lots of young people an opportunity, a bit of a training ground to develop their skills in writers' rooms. And because, you know, those shows are kind of sadly disappearing or have more or less disappeared, those opportunities, that sort of apprenticeship in a writer's room, doesn't exist anymore. And that is kind of where First Break came from. That's where that idea came from. How can we provide that training and that skill set to people when those shows are no longer around?
This approach of mentoring is really important, isn't it? That sort of model.
Absolutely. Interestingly, you know, when we first started talking about this, the difficulty for producers and other writers to find note takers, I was fascinated to know that, you know, in the tertiary education system, they teach screenwriting, and people, you know, graduate from tertiary education, perhaps with a degree in, you know, or a master's in screenwriting, but those actual hard skills that could potentially get you a job in a writer's room and help you to start building your career, that training doesn't exist anywhere. So First Break is actually a unique program in that nobody else offers this training, really. And the beauty of our training is that not only do we give you the training, you know, you have the opportunity to talk one-on-one with somebody like Libby Butler, who can give you notes on your notes, give you advice on, you know, how you're producing those notes. She's somebody who these people will be able to stay in contact with down the track, and our other facilitators have done the same thing, where they've basically said, look, if you get a job in a writer's room and you've got a question, just shoot me an email and I can help you sort that out. And then on top of that, they get that promotion through the Pathways website, which that also does not exist anywhere else in this country. The Australian Writers Guild is the only place that has a list of trained note takers available for producers.
So you've been running this for a couple of years. How many people?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's your success, if to put it bluntly, I suppose?
Well, you know, we have a couple of people who've had, you know, incredible success through First Break. A couple of years ago, we ran a version of First Break, a very, very early iteration of First Break in Victoria. And out of that training, a writer by the name of Kim Ho undertook the training, which was run by Michael Lucas. And as a result of that, Michael was very impressed with Kim's ability as a note taker and offered him a job as a note taker in a show called The Newsreader.
Yeah.
And Kim did a brilliant job in that first, you know, season of The Newsreader. Subsequently, Michael offered Kim an opportunity to co-write an episode of The Newsreader, and that episode actually went on to win an Augie, an Australian Writers Guild Award for writing for The Newsreader in the following year. So that kind of gives you a bit of an idea of the possible pathways that exist through note-taking, because it introduces you to people who can get you work, people who can recognise your talent and give you opportunities.
Well, you think the thing about the film industry is that it's all it's a fusing of creativity and the practical, and going to university is one way of doing that, but actually it bypasses that hard knocks element of the industry, doesn't it?
And that hard knocks kind of element to the industry did used to exist to some extent. You know, many of our senior writers, that, you know, names that you would know today, got their start, as I say, like making coffee on shows like GP or A Country Practice. That's where they started out, and, you know, they just went through basically an apprenticeship and learnt how to write for television. Those pathways don't exist anymore, and it's so important for young writers to build their network of connections. It's not all about talent. Of course, you have to have talent, but to a great extent, it is also who you know and who knows you.
How many people can come to the workshop?
So this workshop that we're running in Melbourne, we're doing it over two Saturdays because we know that there will be a huge amount of interest. So you actually have to apply and be selected to do it. And you have to nominate which Saturday in August you want to attend. We're looking at about 10 people on each Saturday. And the reason we're kind of keeping it to that number is because the training is very one-on-one, and Libby will be spending quite a bit of time with each person, and as I say, giving post-workshop feedback to these people. The workshop that we're running in Sydney over the next couple of weeks, same sort of thing. We're trying to keep the numbers down because realistically there's no point in us having hundreds of people on our note takers portal either. There's only so many jobs out there, so we want to get the very best people who really understand what this opportunity is and who are going to make the most of it, give them the training, and then take them out to industry and go, hey, these guys are ready for the opportunity.
Oh, well, and also they get an associate membership to the Australian Writers Guild.
That's right, yeah, they do, which is, you know, a huge benefit to them. It gives them the opportunity to take part in other Australian Writers Guild activities and events. They can go along to our committee events, which I'm proud to say our Victorian committee do an amazing job running all sorts of fun and educational events down there. And they also have access to our industrial support. They benefit from all the advocacy work that the Guild is doing, particularly around things like content quotas, which, you know, the battle for content quotas in Australia is going to determine whether or not, you know, people will have a sustainable career in years to come. So being part of the Guild really is so important for anybody who considers themselves to be a performance writer in Australia.
And I suppose the most important element to this right at this moment is to tell them when the deadline is.
Exactly. So if you go to the Australian Writers Guild website, you'll see that applications are open now and they close on the 10th of June, which I think is a Monday at 5 p.m. We will be notifying people at the end of June that they are successful or unsuccessful. I would stress to people to read the guidelines really carefully, because you will find that if you do not read the guidelines and you do not follow the instructions in terms of preparing your application, you are kind of flagging to us that, you know, perhaps note-taking is not for you. So preparing your application is super important in this particular instance. And yes, you can apply through that portal, and any questions that you might have, you can direct to us, and you'll find the email address inquiries@awgpathways.com.au.